Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Downfall of Pride. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Many characters in the Bible started out as God's heroes, but they ended up as zeros because of their pride. Unfortunately, Uzziah was one of those. As long as he sought the Lord, Uzziah was able to subdue his enemies and be God's man to lead Judah in subduing her enemies. Somewhere along the line, he began to think that it was his own ability that brought victory. That is always the beginning of the end for anyone. Uzziah did not become full of pride until he had become powerful. His success caused him to take his eyes off the Lord and become proud of himself. Sadly, we will never know all that Uzziah could have accomplished if he had remained dependent upon the Lord. We do know that he blew it. So, what was Uzziah's sin? He presumed on God's holiness. What does that mean? It means that he felt that he was above God's word, and that he was exempt from what it demanded. Doing things his way, not God's way, doomed him to a life of leprosy, humiliation, and separation. From pride to pity. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.